What if the NYPD actually wants federal agents on NYC streets? Officers say they're overwhelmed, and some are asking for backup from Washington after former President Trump floated the idea of sending federal authorities into New York to stomp out crime. I spoke directly with NYPD officers, and many told me they'd welcome it. They say they're overworked, underpaid, and stretched thin. Some precincts have just 4 or 5 cops covering entire neighborhoods. Gang violence is surging in parts of the Bronx, Queens, and Brooklyn. Officers say rival crews shoot at each other, even with cops standing nearby. And they admit gang members tend to back down when federal agents show up. One source described internal beef within the Trinitarios gang, leaving a trail of violence across the Bronx. This isn't just about migrant gangs. Local crews are just as dangerous. And while NYPD can't work with ICE due to sanctuary laws, federal agents aren't bound by those rules. Meanwhile, scooter robbery crews continue to terrorize neighborhoods with no end in sight. This is what it really feels like to patrol a city in crisis. Straight from the officers who live it every day. They're not just asking for backup. They're asking for respect, resources, and a fighting chance to take back the streets. And whether federal agents show up or not, the message is clear. The NYPD is stretched to its breaking point, and they're sounding the alarm.